Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. What a perfect term for tonight. Another session of Sanity. Well, that's according to me anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Before I bring on Dr. B, you know, it's interesting. I do a lot of stories about what's going on in the black community, and it's because I do it mostly because I want people to understand really what we've done. When I say we, I don't mean us. I mean what the government has done to the black community, and really truly holding them back, holding them down, always working against them, whether you want to hear it or not. And if you go do the history and you look at where the black family was in the 1940s and the 1950s, when you had a rate where you had 80 and 90% of the black families had a dad and mom at home, where they were actually working, owning their own homes or working towards home. I mean, we have always been taught, we have a perception, they've always been poor, they've always been slaves, they've always been problematic, and that is so far from the truth. If you would just do a little study on the black history, you would really understand what the culture is all about here in this country. But you start to see parallels between them. You know, when you start really looking at what's going on and what the government has done, what have they done to the white community, or any community for that matter, the human community, right? We're not taught anymore that the best place for your children to be is in a loving mom and dad environment in a home. You know, whether you're a flaming atheist or not, back in the 50s or 60s or, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, the family was still the nucleus. The family was still at the center of everything. We've gone from that to empowering women to be single moms. And I mean that just how I said it, right? You don't need a man. Yeah, I'm sure you made that baby out of scratch, right? I mean, you don't need a man. You don't need a man to run your life, to tell you. I mean, this is not what it's all about. When it comes to education now, you've got families that are saying, you know, I want my kids, and no, I'm not talking about the right, but I'm talking about you have parents that are telling teachers and others what they should be teaching my kid. Notice I didn't say what they shouldn't be teaching, what they should be teaching my kids, including things like God is dead, there's no male or female. You know, we go down the whole list. There has been a slow erosion of the family unit over the decades. And I believe it was planned. I believe it was planned through education. I believe it was planned through government programs, the whole nine yards. When back in the 60s, when welfare went into place, no, it wasn't just black people that jumped on it, and that's not why I'm bringing it up. But think about it. You had to be in poverty. It actually did the opposite of what the Democrats claimed it was going to do. They have been systematically for decades trying to rip the family apart, trying to make the family of no consequence, not needed, not the norm. And look where you're at today. I see it inside the education system firsthand. You got to do something about it. You have to step up. You parents, you have to be parents. You have to do the stuff that's uncomfortable. You know, my biggest thing with parents that I talk to on a regular basis, including one of my kids, is I always say, you are not your child's friend. You're sick if you do think that a 35-year-old needs to be the friend of a 7- or 9-year-old. If that's what you want for a friend, you need psychiatric care. You ought to be the parent. Anyway, I'm sure that I'll get some analysis of that. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson. Joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her input. But I really got to thinking about it and doing the stories they do around the black community. You know, look how strong the Asian community is. What are they? They're very family-oriented, total old-school nuclear family, you know? And look at who's succeeding and who's not.
Right. Nope, 100%. Yeah, the generational, you know, I think about this because I, you know, again, do research all the time and really try to understand, you know, the downfall of America and the American family, the nuclear family. And when did it all happen? You know, well, the 60s, you know, it was all about me, me, me. Well, I was listening to you just now. I heard you say that these groups, you know, whether it's African Americans, you know, whoever, and the culture today is the you generation, right? I deserve I.
Yep.
Well, you want to be empowered, and you can be a single woman on purpose, right? And a single mother, because you want to, because you feel it's right, because you think you can do it all. Number one, that's not at all. It's not going to work for you. But what about that child you're bringing into it? What about their future? And it's just not. It is the true you generation. And I think the biggest decline started with, you know, the whole BU, you know, freedom piece to everybody in the 60s. And right, 1962 is when the Supreme Court, you know, ruled the, you know, prayers in schools unconstitutional. And that was the next decline. And right now, the GOP politicians in Texas are pushing to get prayer back in schools. And then we just passed a law that the Ten Commandments have to be displayed in every classroom, not just school, every Ooh. Classroom in the state of Texas. Yeah, that just passed. So that's going to happen. And this is right after comes on the heels of us banning here in Texas any kind of flag other than the American flag. No gay flag, no transgender flag, no Christian flag, right? No flag, no other flag but the American flag. And it will be displayed next to the Ten Commandments in every single classroom.
Wow.
And I appreciate it.
All right, we got to go for commercial break. Make a note because I want you to pick back up on that when we come back. So was in your house, don't go far. A lot more Dr. B when we return.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, who doesn't love horn? Seriously. Jumping to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Caitlin Tilley is a health reporter for the Daily Mail. She's recently reported that this is just in from the medical, European medical, whatever it's called. Face masks may raise the risk of stillbirth, testicular dysfunction, and cognitive decline due to the buildup of carbon dioxide. Now, Maronis like myself, who didn't go to school for this stuff, already knew this. That's just amazing to me. You know, anybody who's got two brain cells to rub together could have figured this out. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. You know, no slight on anybody's medical degree. But when you have doctors that are saying things that are just so asinine, and you're sitting here thinking, well, my science class This is what they tell. What did you do when you were hyperventilating? You breathed in and out of a bag. Why? Because it cut your oxygen flow. Got you to calm down. I'm sorry. I'm missing something here. God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You want me to chime in?
I don't want you to say anything.
You don't want me to chime in. I mean, they're going so far that they're saying now that because of the health risks of face masks, do not let children under 2, unless there's a medical condition, wear face masks long term, which is more than 15 minutes. It's like we knew this. Honestly, I'm not even a medical doctor. I'm not a COVID expert. Well, we're all COVID experts now, I guess. But the mere fact that these kids, their speech is delayed, their developmental issues are emphasized and on the rise. They, are tired and passing out, and it's like, how? But no, wear it, tighten it up, put 3 on. I feel like, where are all the warrior parents? Where are the warrior doctors? Where are the warrior pastors? I don't understand. It's just this whole, we're just like screwed as a society. I was looking through some, old notes about, like, how did we get here, right? I love to look at that, and we've got the silent generation, right, late 20s to mid-40s, the hard workers, the loyal, humility, respected authority, familial, hard-working people, right? Yeah. At 14 and 15, they're out there working their butts off, getting married at 16 and 17. They're doing, having families and making it work, the American dream. They were so excited to be here, coming through, New York and just being amazing people. And then you've got the boomers, right? Are you a boomer? Yeah, you're a boomer, right? 1946 to 64-ish?
That's me, yeah.
Okay. So then you guys are the resourceful, self-assured, team-oriented, right? You're willing to hear other people, make it work, open up the, the conversation. And that's what you do. It's funny, that's what you do. Very disciplined. And you just kind of don't take crap. But you really want to get it solved, you're our solution people. And then you've got the amazing Gen Xers, because we were technologically adaptive. We got it. They were more conservative. Even Gen Xers today, you know who you are. You guys are more conservative. We get the technology. We learn it because we, had it in our last years of school. And very much planning for the future. These Gen Xers understood, the stock market, all of that stuff, and how it worked, and really plugged it in. And then you jump all of a sudden 1981 to 1995 to our millennials, right? What do you have? What happened? Our slow starters, they attempt to multitask, but they get stuck. They're very connected, social media, but this is where instant gratification because of social media kicked in, right? The social media, Google did everything for them, so they didn't have to think for themselves. And now we've got our iGens, that we talk about, and that's our 1996 to the present, basically. Our Gen Zers are at the tip of that, and they're triggered. They have to have a safe space because of their anxiety. They're way more liberal. They're all about social justice. But, I'm just looking at my chart, like, what happened? Because a silent generation showed up right now, our lovely great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents
were
born
devastated.
In the 20s. They would have heart attacks. They'd show up, and they would all die of a heart attack because they'd be like, what did you do? So people, parents, literally, think about your great-grandparents and honor them and honor what the hard work that they put in and the discipline and the family, and go and make dinner and sit down with your children. Go ask them what grades they have and what they're doing in school. Go and gosh sakes, go get a telephone and a hard line and plug it in and make them have that big, long 1980 windy coil going all the way up to their room, okay, with call waiting. Let's get back to just some, get those phones out. All of you, make a little box for everybody's phone and put yours in it too, not just your kids. it's just depressing to me looking at this whole thing. You know what I mean? I mean, we prayed. I remember growing up, my great-grandparents were still alive, and probably 3 to 5 nights a week, somebody was making a pot roast from scratch and vegetables from the garden and homemade biscuits. And we were sitting down and we all held hands and we all prayed. We all did this song. And I still do it today. I have made my entire family memorize it, you know, around, you know, these meals. Because if they didn't want to say it, they all sing it now at every holiday. They're like, oh, Mom. And I'm like, nope, here it is, sing it. But you know what I mean? Just those traditions that were so special and meaningful. I remember them. That was the warmth. That was when we got to talk to each other. Every night, I'd say probably at least four nights a week, I make dinner and we sit down. We've got this smaller table we sit at and we all fit. And we just sit there and talk. And it's okay. If you have a gripe, go ahead. If you've got something positive, great. And there's no judgment. We just listen to our kids. And it is a blast. It is an absolute blast. No phones are allowed at the table. We all take turns praying first. It's what happened, Joe. I mean,
but listen, you and I talked about this before, right? I don't know how you were. My family was together every Sunday, pretty much every.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about when I was older. We were all at grandma's house, cousins,
and everything
uncles,
was closed.
Right? What?
Nothing was open. Restaurants were closed. Stores were closed.
But listen, it didn't matter. You were required to be there.
Yes.
So some uncle and aunt would come grab you and drag you there.
Yes.
So there was accountability to the family. You saw them every week. When I got older, no matter what was going on, we had dinner at home every night. Okay, so you saw your kids every day. You're putting your eyes on them to find out what they're doing. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. And you need to listen to this, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The decision for Fox News to part ways with primetime host Tucker Carlson came from Fox Corp Chairman Rupert Murdoch himself. That's according to a report from the Los Angeles Times, which cited people familiar with the situation. The newspaper sources said a number of reasons factored into the decision, including a discrimination lawsuit and Carlson's coverage of the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Meanwhile, at CNN, longtime anchor Don Lemon, who's come under fire recently for comments many viewed as sexist, was given his his walking papers on Monday. President Biden will host the president of South Korea this week at the White House for a state visit.
Our economic and people-to-people ties will be front and center on this visit. The Republic of Korea has invested over $100 billion in the United States.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. They're also expected to discuss the threat of North Korea and war in Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was...
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the, I always say it, be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is you get informed first. You know, otherwise, let's just be honest about it, otherwise you're part of the problem, okay? But when I say get informed, I mean it for me too. That's why I'm bringing Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me every week because she has her handle on your mental health, your team's mental health, can help you move through some of the issues that you think are impossible, insurmountable. But there's nothing that's insurmountable, is there?
And I know. I mean, we're almost to that.
Did you almost say yes? Because I was going to.
Almost did. I'm like, yes, there are. No, I will never say that. As a Christian, I can say that nothing is insurmountable. You know, I mean, we have to keep our eyes on the cross every single day. I was just talking with my best friend about this because, you know, she's just like, yeah, you know, I feel alone, and she didn't mean just because she's a single woman, but I feel alone in this world, and we both kind of looked at each other like, yes, you know, the stronger you get, the more refined you get as a Christian and as a person who strives to speak truth in love, but speak truth and be a warrior, the more alone you're going to feel in those times when you're alone, because, you know, and out in the world, even both, and she's like, yeah, that's it, you know what I mean? And I'm watching, you know, more of these people who, you know, feel the struggle. And I appreciate, you know, there's a lot of people writing on your in the chat room right now on the website. And I'm just like, thank you, guys. You make me feel so good. We got Larry and Ron, you know. And they're just saying, like, for instance, who would put a mask on a two-year-old, you know, like for an extended period of time? It's like the people, sorry, it's just some of these things, I agree with you. At Disneyland, for instance, when I see like 2-week-old and 4-week-old infants with masks, I'm like, number one, why do you have a 2-week-old at Disneyland? What?
Yeah. Yes.
And number two, masked up. So I feel you. I'm like, mask you? What? The kid's not going on any rides. You're miserable because you're, you know, breastfeeding and changing diapers all day, standing in 3-hour lines. But yes, insurmountable. Yes, nothing is insurmountable. But, man, they're making it hard, Joe. These people that are just going with the flow, and it is a weakness. Everybody that's, you know, puts their fist up and says, stand strong, and has to get a flag to represent themselves, and has to steal God's rainbow as a representation of what they believe, and has to change their sex, you're weak. Those are weak people. Be strong in who you are. Be proud of who you are. And this is, again, where I am not a feminist. I don't agree with most of what the feminists are about. But where are they? Because at least they empowered people, you know, girls and things to at least, you know, well, look at having a career, you know, back in the day. Look at trying to, go to college. I don't like that, you know, they want to sacrifice motherhood and things like that. But where are they? Where are they? Why aren't they taking a stand, you know, in the least? I would have loved to see that. And again, they're weak. All these fringe groups, these liberal groups, it's weakness. And you guys have to understand, parents, everybody, that is what the enemy has to get you to be weak. And I'm talking definitely our spiritual Emily. Sorry, I love Emily. Hi. It's my son's girlfriend. I love her. But it's a spiritual enemy. But you just think of any enemy in the world today, you know, on the liberal side, on the left, anybody that is against what you in the heart of who you are believe, they are a weak person and they are the enemy. Anybody that is trying to change your child in any way or even putting that out there social media wise or educational wise in their head is your enemy, and they are weak. Why are you following them? Because you're weak. So be strong. Take a stand, right? I'm sick of this weakness. I'm strong. Everybody that stands up and says I'm strong is quite the opposite. You've got inner strength, and you're strong in the Lord. You don't have to stand up and say it.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because I always – Sonya Smith has this thing where she says, look, I'm surrounded by Hollywood people, and the one thing they always did – was they'd always say, make a comment about something social, then they'd look at you and go, but I'm a good person, right? That doesn't make me bad. I'm a good person, right? Looking for that, for me to tell you, you're okay.
It's so bizarre. Yes, but Joe, that is the crux of why we're seeing this, these outcasts running society out there. It's because they are looking for their what they didn't get growing up, these absent parents, absent morals, absent foundation, and so they've got nothing, and they're just grabbing on, okay, I'll take this, right, I'm okay, I'm a good person. I just have, and I've talked about this, the argument I've had before, or discussion. Someone said, you know, I put a Bible verse, you know, when I go on discussion boards all over the place, I'll just put a verse, right? Because sure, that's where, to me, works for me. And of course, I get called racist, bigot, you know, for putting a Bible verse. I'm like, okay, it's just a Bible verse. But, you know, I get the all the time that, you know, it was written by man, therefore, you know, that's, you don't have to follow that. And the Bible is just a bunch of crap. And I'm like, okay, well, it's my moral standard. Where do you get yours? That's where I get my morals, right? The Ten Commandments. Just take those. If you take anything else from the Bible, you know, do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Basically, don't cheat, right? Don't have any idols before you. All these things. And this person said, I'm a good person, just what you said. So I follow what my heart says. And I'm like, I understand you think, we've talked about this before, I understand you think you're a good person. So can I ask what's wrong with the biblical values? What's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Well, I just don't want to be forced to follow them. I'm like, well, who's forcing you? You know, you keep going down these rabbit hole, and they can't do it. So then I just go back to, where do you get your moral code? Well, myself, because I'm a good person. I'm like, great. Charles Manson thought he was a good person when he was doing what he did. So do we follow his moral code? Well, no, he's not good. According to whom? You. According to God, you are not a good person, and you're not going to. So, you know what I mean? I hope this makes sense, but if we each pick our own moral code, including parents, and then let our 8-year-olds have their own moral code, then why even have laws? Why have prisons? Why have schools? Why have rules? Why have disciplinary action? Do what you want to do, because that is what everybody, right? That's what we're getting down to.
But we have parents that believe that their kids are the experts at knowing what's good for them. I'm not joking you. I mean, I've had parents look at me and say, when I want to know what's right for my children, I ask them what would make them feel better.
And?
I don't want to go to school today. Well, actually, I don't want to go to school the whole week, you know?
So why let them? I mean, then fine. Then don't. Why do they have to do, you have to pick rules. We have to have rules for society to function. We have to have morality. We have to have our rights, our wrongs, our value system. And we can't just let our politicians or our pastors or Charles Manson or, you know, whatever, RuPaul, Oprah Winfrey. We can't just Taylor Swift, right? Everybody is just picking their moral code. Oh, I Taylor Swift today, because she says basically she's a Christian, but not that kind of Christian. And she's the kind of Christian that says do what you want to do. Doesn't matter. As long as it makes it feel, it feels good and it doesn't hurt anybody. What?
What scripture is that? And what, you know, I actually had somebody tell me that they were a Christian, but they didn't believe the Bible. Seriously. And they go, well, how does that work? Because the only place that affirms Jesus is the Bible. And he said, well, it's filled with fairy tales. And I said, well, then you believe in a fairy tale, right? And I mean, he finally said, well, I didn't come here to talk religion. I said, you brought it up. I didn't.
But they called themselves a Christian?
Yes, because
with Christ,
they believed
with Christ?
They believed in how Christ loved everybody. And I don't, you know, where they get this stuff from, I don't know. Well, they get it from the devil, ultimately.
Right. And how do you know Christ loved everybody, the Bible says? But you don't believe in the Bible.
Well, I did. I went round and round with him, and he finally said, I'm done with this. I didn't come here to talk religion. I'm like, but you brought it up. I didn't bring it up. You did. And now you lose the battle, and you want me to shut up.
Exactly. You're an idiot.
All right. Quick break. We're going to have an idiot reset. Be back in a minute. I'm sure that's a professional term. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you.
people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Listen, get involved, get engaged, get informed first, and that's why I ask you to tune in here. But before you do that, after the show, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for us to be able to make a few bucks, you know, and you get value for it. I'm not just asking you for money. Look, some of you donate to the show. God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate that more than you know. But if you want, you know, you get some value here. You need pillows. You need pillowcases. You need sheets. You need towels. You need robes. They got great bathrobes. He's got great slippers. You know, if you use the promo code Joe, it ain't that hard, people. J-O-E. If you use the promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And I got to tell you, if you hate the product, you send it back. He gives you your money back in full. So head over to MyPillow.com, do a little window shopping, as they say. Put the stuff in your cart, then use the promo code Joe before you check out. Watch the wonderful discount you get, and everybody wins. You save some money. I save some money. I mean, I make some money. The people get to keep their jobs in his plants. Everybody wins. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. And we'll all smile, I guarantee it. Anyway, Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week. Yeah, you're smiling, see? You see the value of the deal.
Promo code Dr. B.
That's the one you need, right there, Dr. B. I got to tell you, I have his slippers, and I joke because awesome. The lady in the commercial says they're elegant. They're not elegant, they're slippers, but they're... You can walk out to the mailbox, and it's not that big of a deal. Sheets, the pillowcases, all great, you know?
It's lovely. I sleep way better with my MyPillow pillow, and my husband, too. He doesn't snore. I don't know what it is, but his face just cushions on in there. And I'm like, oh, lovely, don't move. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Mike Mandela. So, I believe. I'm a believer. You guys should hop on. And their sheets, too, so soft. No joke.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe it when I first had, I'm going, because well, you know how guys are, sheets are sheets, or whatever. But I saw the sheets, I was like, wow, this is different.
Yeah. So there.
Yes. All right. You can go back at it. You can have the last 10 minutes. It's all yours, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
You're getting questions. I know you are.
Yes, well, I can't keep up, so I'm trying to read them, actually. Okay. Hold on, people. I can't go this fast. Okay, you guys. There was one I wanted to – remember, I just said it, and I just totally – oh, yeah. Someone I think was just saying good job. You know, wait, it's what people need to hear, so thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, I'll take the one audience person. You guys, I would love you to engage and go to Dr. Bridget Together Melson with an M. M is in Mary, E-L-S-O-N, on my Facebook. Go there. Subscribe to me. You're going to hear a lot of good things, a lot of truth, or Dr. B, radio.com as well. And someone, I don't know exactly what they're getting at, is asking if the whole gay, lesbian, the LGBT, the trans is a behavior or an identity. So I don't exactly, that's a philosophical question. It's behavior. It is fully behavior. And I understand they say it's an identity, right? Everybody says I identify as. But if you truly are identifying as something, it's still a behavior unless you're literally a radio and you identify as a radio, then you are a radio. And I know this might hurt people's head. More important, I think is, you know, don't believe me. There is a God. And I think that 90% of the population of the world will say that there is some kind of God. There's a higher being. You know, even AA, all of the addiction recovery, there's a higher power there. I call him God. I call him my Abba. But he doesn't – what you guys need to understand, he doesn't see – and this is why we need to be this way. And we need to not identify with this behavior. He doesn't see gay, lesbian. He sees we are men and women. That's it. There's nothing you can do to change God's mind, and that's really who you need to worry about and be fearful of. And someone the other day said, so you fear God. Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's why I'm not a Christian. I'm like, no, it's a reverent fear. That's it's like right. When you fear your parents, that's why you do good things. And you fear their discipline because it's going to hurt. It's going to have an ouch factor. That's the reverent fear that I have for God. It's an honorable, humble humility. Like, oh my goodness, you're up here. Creator of all, thank you for letting me live another day. I mean, this is my prayer every morning. That's the reverent fear. And it's lovely. It is not a scary thing. It is not something that that I live in fear about. But he's the one. He created men and women. That's what he sees. He sees men. He sees women. He doesn't care how many Bud Lights you drink, how many dresses you put on, how many skateboards you ride, how many things you cut off, or so on. You are man or woman. He also sees that we are made in his image. And that, too, is what I see in this world, is people are trying to take off that image of God. I really think that's the crux of all of this, is that they're trying to take it off. And so let's remove body parts. Let's pump our kids with hormones. Let's put these flags out. Let's steal the rainbow and really stick it to them. And it's like he still sees that you're made in his image. There's nothing you can do to change that. He still sees you man. He still sees you woman. And then he sees that also that he knows that we're deeply marred by sin. He doesn't see the sin because of his son. He does understand that we are sinners, But once you accept him, all that goes away, and he just sees you as the woman or man that he's created. And then the last thing you guys need to know is that we are all desperately in need of that Savior. And I know that that's why people are doing this to their bodies. And parents are letting them, because we want to save our children. They want to be saved. They want to be rescued from the conviction of the sin. And parents, if you want to truly save them, then you need to say no. It makes as much sense to take them to a doctor and have these surgeries and give them these hormones as it does if a kid wants to go ride his tricycle on the freeway because he wants to race cars. You would not take them in the back of your pickup truck and drop them off on the 605 and say, go, because it's your dream. Go race the cars on the freeway. Try to go perpendicular, especially, because they'll launch you. It'll be fun for about 2 seconds. Right, we laugh because nobody would do that. Yet you are driving them to the freeway we're calling a medical center, and you are placing them in front of a moving oncoming truck semi by pumping hormones into their body and cutting off their body parts. Honestly, there's no difference except for it's worse because this is going to affect them and they're going to have depression and anxiety issues and mental health issues for the rest of their life the minute you sign up for this. So do this tough love, this actual parenting, and tell your children that they're a man, they're a woman, they're a little boy, they're a little girl, and that's it. I mean, in our house, we don't even – I mean, we talk about it, not – my kids are interested at all. But we're like, why don't these parents shut it down? And that's what my kids are like. I don't understand, Mom. It is so bizarre. Because they even understand. And they're not doctors, right? They're still in high school. They understand the DNA and our genetic makeup. And that you're born a woman, you're born a man. You're born a girl, you're born a boy. Parents, wow. It's up to you. And God still sees you. That's the message. He still sees you as man or woman, girl or boy. He sees that there's nothing you can do to change that, so there.
But it comes back to what are the parents doing about that, right, with their kids? And if they don't know what to do with their own bodies or themselves, how do they do that with the kids? I mean, seriously, again, I'm tainted because these parents come in front of us at the school board. A lot of them give me phone calls, you know, and so what's happening?
I bet.
And
yeah.
I have to sit there and say, I tell you what I want to say, but I can't because I'm an official. Go,
yeah.
Well, why don't you be a parent and stop being the friend of your child? Don't worry about what I... Look, if I sat down and told my dad at the dinner table, yeah, you know what, I'm not going to eat this. I mean, I would have woke up 2 days later and I would have had to eat my cold dinner from 2 days ago, all right? Your mother made it. You're going to eat it, period. And those days are gone. They don't... They want you, you know, they want you to wear what you want to wear that makes you feel good going to school. You're going to only eat what you want to eat. God, what happened?
The inmates
are running the asylum.
Seriously, I mean, literally, you know, and I have a gagger when you put veggies in front of this kid. But yeah, it's like, that's dinner. You know what I mean? And he's like, and I'm like, it's fine, gag. I don't care. You can throw it up. It's going to go down. So eat your broccoli. And now he loves it, right? You know, and it's just, they know that's the rule. And after a few months, you know, it's like, you know, I'm not even asking. And I'm going to have to eat it, right? It just is what it is. God made you the authority figure as parents. He didn't make it the other way around. He didn't make little Johnny your dad. He made you the dad of Johnny.
And,
embrace it. I think it's beautiful.
Oh, I totally agree with you. You know, I mean, and think about it. By you, I know they don't like this word, but by you forcing your kids to follow the rules, you're teaching them they have to follow God's rules, whether they like it or not, right? You got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And everything will just work if you just realize.
All right. DrB.com. Dr. B, right? .com. Dr. B Radio.
DrBRadio.com.
Okay, .com. And always love our time together. All right, people, you can write to her. You can watch her. You need to go find her on Facebook. You need to get informed. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me tomorrow.